Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, welcome back onto the podcast. Nice to catch up. It's been a busy few weeks behind the scenes, and we've just relaunched your brand new website. Things are looking pretty good, aren't they?
Things are flipping exciting at the moment, Brad. Lots of work has gone into it by both of us. And, let's hope that it goes from strength to strength.
And the amazing thing is, too, the brand new series of 2016 Comrades Marathon webinars are up and running as well. We did the first one just over a week ago. You can go check out coachperry.com. The recording is available there if you'd like to watch it. The next one coming up in the first week of November, you can register for it as well. But before we get too sidetracked, let's get into why we're actually here today. And we're answering some questions. I popped a post up onto Facebook, and we've had some great questions today. Lindsay, let me get into this one. It is from Tabiso Mashaba. Tabiso wanted to know, and I think this is brilliant. Tabiso wanted to know, what is more beneficial if you want to increase your speed, hill repeats or speed training on the track?
Yeah, Tabiso, the answer is both. They both play an important role in the process of improving your speed. And hill work gives your body the strength to be able to do the speed work without getting injured. The problem with hill work and the problem with speed work is that most people don't do them in the right way. And that's really the key here, is that anything that you do in a program must be done appropriately so that you can get the best response. So your hill work, it's not sprinting a hill as fast as you possibly can and then collapsing at the heap in a heap at the top and taking a whole lot of minutes to recover. It needs to be based on a relative intensity that's related to something that you've done, a 5K or 10K or 21K race. And then we calculate what sort of speed and gradient you should be running for your hill repeats. And then you'll do a block of, depending from a time perspective, but at least 4 weeks, probably not more than 8 weeks, of hill repeats to build strength and give you a strong body to go and jump onto the track. And then the track is where most people hurt themselves, because same principle applies. You've got a session, for example, of 10 400s, and you're running every 400 as absolutely as fast as you can. And that's not the idea of the speed work. The speed work is to get you faster over a period of time, taking into account that we need to develop neuromuscularly. So in other words, the firing frequency of your muscles, the range of motion of your joints, aligns with you being able to run faster, and that your physiology actually allows you to supply energy at the rate of demand. If we get those things coming together, you will then be a faster runner.
There we go. Tabiso, I hope that helps. Thanks for getting your question in, and we look forward to answering another one on the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.